And I'll talk to you more about what will happen at the merits hearing and help you get ready if you're unable to resolve all the issues, and we'll do that at the end of our time. There are some basic ground rules. I will guide the process and facilitate the discussion. It's important for you to have an opportunity to say what is important for you and for you to hear what is important to each other. So I'll give you a few minutes to talk about your issues and explain where you're coming from, and then we will open up the discussion to explore some ideas for resolving the matter if we can. It's very important that you speak one at a time, and if you hear me trying to redirect you, I'm going to ask you to let me do that, please. Tennis, do you have any questions at this time?
No. I'm waiting for your results.
I
was asking the tenants if they had any questions. Mr. Serino, you don't have any questions at this time?
Not that I can see for now. No.
Okay. Thanks very much. So, tenants, you filed a T2, a T7, and a T6 applications. Three applications with the landlord-tenant board regarding issues that you've had in your unit.
That's correct.
When you talk to us at the board, it's helpful if you tell us what happened and when. So not only that, you know, I told my landlord about this or my landlord told me about this. It's important that I can get a timeline in my head about when things happened.
Okay.
So if you're telling me about when things happened, I appreciate it if you can tell me when the event occurred of which you're talking. So go ahead and tell us why you filed this application, or the applications, excuse me, and what you would like to have happen as a result of having filed them.
Okay. For the T6, for the application for the maintenance, I guess when Mr. Serino first showed me the apartment, I was the one who originally looked at it. There were some issues that he had agreed to repair, specifically the carpets being replaced, the bedroom doors, the seal on the front door, not the back door though, I hadn't noticed that one, and repairs to the windows that were cracked or broken. None of those were done. We did complain to the superintendent throughout the past year and a bit. He's indicated to us that it's rather difficult to get repairs done, and that's panned out. I did speak to Mr. Serino once briefly in mid-June. I can't give you the exact date about the carpets, and I had some difficulty in speaking to him, in making him seem to understand or remember that he had promised to have done the repairs. In any event, they didn't get done. With the heat situation as it was in December, it got to the point where the apartment was very cold, as that's indicated in my letter from 15 December. And Mr. Serino seemed unwilling to even acknowledge that there was a problem, and unwilling to do any repairs. Marie called him on the 14th of December, and he was very dismissive of her concerns.
He brought only three space heaters in a six-room apartment, three-bedroom, three other rooms, had to supply our own, said he would pay the difference in the hydro, but would not put it on paper, tells us to trust him when he has already shown that he can't be trusted, his word, by not doing the previous repairs.
All right. So at that point, we did write the letter dated December 15th, asking him to at least begin the repairs. Yeah, go ahead, Marie.
May I interject, too? When in that phone call with him on December 14th, I had given him 7 days to come back with some kind of acceptable reply.
Okay, and Mr. Serino didn't do that and didn't begin the repairs, which is why we filed the T2. The T7 I filed as well because there's about hold on a second, what were you saying, Marie?
There's two letters. We gave him letter after.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, after the week had expired, after we'd spoken to him on the 14th and given him the letter on the 15th of December, there was another letter dated the 22nd, which basically says the repairs haven't been done, and that's why we're going with the T2. The T7, we filed because there's some about 250 kilowatt hours per month that of usage here that we can't explain, and we are aware that some of the building's utilities were wired into another tenant's unit. We've spoken to a previous tenant who said that he had the same problem. So what we're looking for with the T7 application with regards to the information about electricity consumption is that I'm trying to explain that in a manner, trying to explain that other than part of the building's utilities being wired into our meter. I'm not sure if I'm making myself clear here, am I?
No, I know what you're saying.
Okay. As for the fridge, again, we'd like one that's not such a power pig. And that would explain the T7.
Also on point with the hydro. Okay.
So you have a sweet meter?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Hello?
Hello?
I just lost it. Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
The mediator's okay. Just doing whatever.
I thought I lost you.
Okay, in trying to resolve this with John, I'd like to point out, he was asked for an email and gave us a fake email and counters again after with, oh, I don't give out my emails. Why not say that up front?
Okay. In what she's saying is we've had some difficulty in dealing with Mr. Serena.
That goes to why we filed the paperwork, too.
Okay.
So those are our issues in a nutshell.
Did you want to talk to me about the hot and cold water?
Yeah, it doesn't work properly. Like the hot water goes out frequently during showers.
I will give a prime example. I have insomnia, so I tend to shower all hours of the day and night. When Mr. Serino was informed that I can have a shower at 2 and 3 in the morning, and I lose not only hot water, cold water, for over 10 to 15 minutes. His excuse was, oh, somebody uses the toilet, or somewhere in the city they turn up. But this happens all the time.
Yeah. Mr. Serino refuses to even acknowledge that there's a problem.
Have you called the health department?
Yes, and the one day they came out, it dropped a little, but not altogether. I actually have a video of one of my showers. I called in my roommate, grabbed a towel, and there's video of it. The water pressure dropping so bad that you couldn't shower in that if you wanted to.
Yeah, the problem is it's intermittent, so even if we have an inspector here, it may not be a time when the water pressure is gone.
It happens when it wants to. There was one day this half of the building lost all its water for over a half an hour on a Sunday.
What did the inspector say?
I'm sorry?
What did the inspector say?
The inspector just kind of, you know, shrugged her shoulders and, you know, she says, I believe you, but, and we haven't had a chance to get in touch with her and get the full report yet.
Oh, all right.
So that is...
When did they... When did they come?
January 4th, I believe it was.
I believe it was, because I'm also finding out under the Privacy Act, because Mr. Serino has also claimed that part of the water pressure problems is the apartment building across the street, that every time they use water, we lose pressure. And I'm also trying to go through the city and find out how to maneuver the Privacy Act to prove that that's not correct. So we've been doing a lot, and
how many units are in this building?
6 units, but only 4 are usually vacant or are occupied because the top 2 do not have working heat.
Okay.
Which is another issue.
Yeah,
actually.
That is another issue altogether too. That ties into our hydro issue.
Yeah. The unit above ours is left unheated in winter and unventilated in the summer. The problem in the summer is there are two southern windows on that unit, and they were both left uncovered for the summer. So you essentially had two large working solar ovens right above our unit. And that caused us a lot of problems during the summer. We had two 8,000 BTU air conditioners running, and that cooled two rooms only down to 26 degrees Celsius. The apartment would have been uninhabitable without those air conditioners running.
And this building is not insulated. The windows don't seal. When Mr. Serino, when that was brought to his attention, his answer is to do the same thing you do in the window, in the winter. Put removable caulking and cover up the windows. That's not a viable solution. What happens in the days in summer where it's nice out or you need to open up your windows to air out? You're going to pull plastic off the windows, removable caulking out of the windows, then do it all again so it seals?
I think she gets it.
Did, you haven't had the building department in to look at those?
No, I didn't know to call the building department.
Well, what the Residential Tenancies Act, and this is what I'm talking to you about, giving you information about the law. The Residential Tenancies Act says that a landlord in Ontario has to comply with health, safety, housing, or maintenance standards, and those standards are the municipal bylaws. So when you say that you called the health department, you,
bylaw,
you're calling,
that's who we called.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you can also call the fire department. You can call the building department.
And
I don't see it saying you have to, but they're the authorities
we've called
on whether
the fire
or not
department.
Yeah, we've done so, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And we're not entitled to a report from the fire department.
Okay, so you've called the fire department, but you haven't called the building department.
No, the building department is the one we've missed. Bylaw we've called, the fire department
we've called for heat, and we have called for a fire inspector. And there were we know they found some issues, we're just not sure exactly what they were. And some repairs have been done.
Okay, so you've got a number of issues that you are alleging that you've asked your landlord to repair for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
and you're asking especially for repairs to the heating system and the hot and cold water,
and
the
windows.
Refrigerator you
and
feel
the windows.
Excuse me, pulling a lot of electricity, and yeah, I've got a list here of what you've said, that the gaps in the door frames.
Mm-hmm.
The doors, the thermostat, the windows, the carpet.
And it's not just gaps in the door frames. The door, the main door to enter the front door unit, the unit front door, bows out in the bottom. It's not just letting cold air in, it's letting sound in and out. The back door bows at the top. And it when I say gaps, you can see sunlight. And mice and bugs are coming in, cold air's coming in, drafts are coming in. The hallway that is outside our door, and this goes back to the heating problem. Again, huge gaps. It's letting cold air because that hallway is not heated. So it's letting cold air in and all kinds of stuff. These doors actually need to be replaced.
Okay. And you two are roommates?
Yes.
And I see you've divided your rent. One is $700, one is $400?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you both on the lease?
Yes.
Well, there is no lease.
Well, rental
agreement.
There is a
month-to-month, yeah. There's a month-to-month tenancy.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to say at this time, or shall we allow the landlord to reply?
Nothing comes to mind.
Okay. Mr. Serino?
Yes. Okay, I'm just going to give me a minute. I do think I have a lease with them, but let me check. Can I hold for 1 minute?
If you feel it's necessary.
Yes, hold on. I talk now?
Yes, it's your turn.
Okay. Well, I'm here in my desk here, and I do find a lease that we did write up with them. And the lease, we'll see this first part here, which says the premises to be occupied has got three people. They had a third tenant, which they scratched off the list. They gave me a notice in October, I believe, or November, that he would no longer be residing there. So they were splitting the rent three ways. I don't know who was paying who, but that's how the rent went.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I do have a lease here. Okay. And he said, I don't. So here's one discrepancy to begin with. Okay. And I have in front of my hand here. It says he worked for Active Energy. He's employed by Active Energy. Has the rent at $1,100 per month. What else? Just a basic lease. Let me see what it says here.
So what we're here for today is that, yes, your tenants have filed a T2, a T6, and T7 applications with
you. Not a problem. I'm going to address each issue as we speak. Okay.
Yep.
Which one would you like to address first?
Up to you, sir.
You can read them all off to me one by one with the T2 first, and I'll address that.
They're alleging that there's a lack of heat.
Okay. I was notified on the whatever date they gave me, December the 10th, was it, or 9th? Okay. And immediately I called a furnace repair person. The person didn't get back to me. So I contacted the tenants through my caretaker on the first floor. Below them is my caretaker, my tenants down below. And I told them to provide them with space heaters. Okay, I was out of town at the time. Provide them with space heaters, you know. Check the furnace. He told me the furnace was operating and running. So the furnace wasn't broken. It just wasn't keeping up the heat. Anyways, I finally got a hold of the furnace repairman, and I have a receipt here in front of me. Let me read off the receipt. Hold on a sec. I got to open up this piece of paper. Okay. And it's the company's Direct Air, and I got a printed invoice here. And he cleaned up the burner. First, on the 20th, he reset the switch, the flow switch on the pump. The pump wasn't operating because the had to be reset. Something went on it. He reset that. Then on the 28th, he came down because we noticed that the burners weren't all clean. They weren't all firing. The boiler was working, but a small portion of it wasn't heating. So he cleaned up the burners. Did that repair work. I was there with him. He did that repair work, and he finished it in 3 hours. I have the bill here. The bill was $220.35, and I paid that on December 28th, the same day he serviced it. So that was the issue with the boiler.
He said that was all that was the problem was?
That's all that was the problem. Now, the health department came down. Was this the same issue? Okay. And when she came downstairs to see me because I happened to be working on the property at the time that she came by. I happened to be there. So I showed her the thermostat. Thermostat in the unit on the first floor was up to 30 degrees. And it wasn't up all the way, but it was up to 30 degrees, and the apartment was that temperature. I have a thermostat on the wall in the apartment. Well, she went upstairs, and she told me that the only the one room, the back bedroom, was at 64 degrees, and by law it has to be 68. And I said, okay, I said, I showed her the thermostat. Well, she turned it up a little bit more.
Okay.
Higher, okay? I haven't heard from her since, but I do believe the unit is way above the temperature now because the boilers were operating perfectly and the thermostat's up as high as it can go. No other tenant in the building is complaining to me about heat, right, you know, at that time. The only other tenant that complained is the ones that they went across the hall. There's actually two separate buildings there. It's 97 East Avenue and 99. It's two separate buildings.
Yeah.
And there's two units on their side, which my caretaker's on the first floor, and they're upstairs. And on the other side, I only have the one tenant, the first floor tenant, moved out a few months ago. Anyways, on the second floor, they went and talked to the tenants on the second floor and told them their issues. Then they called me exactly as soon as I offered to Paul and the tenants we're talking about.
Marie.
Paul and Marie. So as soon as I offered to them that I would reimburse them on their hydro, know, I mentioned that because they asked me how I would compensate them. And I said, okay, I will, you know, show me your hydro bill from 2 months ago, and whatever the increase is on the hydro, I will pay the difference. I thought that was a fair resolve. You know, I don't expect them to pay the hydro for the heaters.
Just for that meantime, until it got repaired, you mean, right?
No, but I was offering to pay for the whole 2 months, not just the 10 days before the boiler got fixed.
Okay.
You understand? I'm offering for the whole 2 months.
Okay.
He turned to me, and his resolve to me is, I don't think that's substantial. Something like that was said to me.
Who said that?
Okay. Paul.
Paul.
Okay. He said that wasn't substantial. Then and then Marie uttered something about reducing the rent. And I said, that's not going to happen. I said, I'll pay for the inconvenience of the heat,
uh-huh.
The costs. I think that's very fair when I'm paying for the whole 2 months and not just 6 days. I even left the heaters there at their convenience. And now, so I did resolve that part with the heating. Then I called the woman from the health department, whoever she was, that came by and did the temperature check, right? She never ever did get back to me. You know, she's the one that actually turned the thermostat up a little bit higher, you know, which didn't matter to me. I said, I'll do whatever I can to make them happy, right? Now, the tenants on the second floor on the other side, they came to me with the same issue about the heat before the furnace was fixed, okay? Again, I gave her the heaters, right? Told her that the furnace van will be coming soon, you know, and it got done. You know, when he got there, it got done. And the boiler wasn't broken down. It was running. It was heating the house. Just wasn't keeping up to temperature because it wasn't working 100% efficient. So he cleaned, like I said, he cleaned off the burners, and that was resolved. Anyways, with her upstairs, she immediately asked me if I would compensate her for the hydro. So
okay.
I guess Paul must have talked to her. It's the building next door, okay? It's attached, with two semis. So right away, I felt that he's trying to go above and beyond not to pay the rent just because he's involving other tenants with his issues. But nonetheless, I told her, whatever I offered Paul and Marie, I will offer to you. And she said, that's great. I'll take that. That's not a problem. There was no issue with her.
Okay.
She accepted it right away. And you can ask her if you would like, because she did accept it right away. So we have no issues there, okay? The other issue we had was about a light downstairs that...
What about the hot and cold water?
The hot and cold water. Now, I went to see my caretakers downstairs. They're three retired people over in elderly people. I'm just describing what they're like. Anyways, when I went there the one day, and it wasn't during this problem here, was a few months before that. The toilet was running in the back of the apartment. I asked them, why didn't you tell me about the toilet running? Because I went to use their bathroom. I'm diabetic. I use the bathroom a lot. And I was working at the building, so I went to use the toilet. And they told me they didn't know it was running. So we fixed the toilet and stopped it from running. But they didn't know because they couldn't. I guess they're old. They couldn't hear it. For whatever reason, they didn't know. So it was repaired as soon as I found out. Okay? Now, in the house there, if someone uses the water downstairs, so it's like any house that I own, and I live in a house with rental units, too, inside my house. If somebody were to flush the toilet upstairs, my water pressure will drop a little bit. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's that way because that's the way plumbing works.
Yeah?
Yeah. So there's only two people there. There's her upstairs and the one downstairs.
Two units.
So, yeah, the unit downstairs. So if there would have been a problem with water pressure, and he's my caretaker. He's the one that goes up and collects my rents every month. He's the one that resolves problems. She could easily, she does it often, goes down there and, you know, has a problem and mentions it, you know.
Miss Ball, are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just talking about the water pressure. He would have went down and mentioned it to her, or she would have went to Marie or Paul, whichever one went down. The issue was the toilet running, the toilet's been resolved. There are only two tenants there.
That repaired it?
Yeah, only a long time ago. That's been repaired even before this issue was brought up. Now, if they happen to take a shower at the same time or someone flushes...
No.
Okay.
Just you'll have a note, and then you'll get a chance to reply, Miss Ball.
Yeah. If someone uses the toilet when someone's in the shower, I'm sorry I can't dictate that, or, you know, it's beyond anybody's control, okay? But I am looking into the issue about increasing the water pressure for this spring. I called the city up, and when I called the city up, this problem has been an issue before. It's not the first time. This issue happened years ago with another tenant, and when I talked to the city, he mentioned the building across the street from me, the guy who worked in the city for the water department, and it's a 14 or 15-story apartment that wasn't there when I previously bought the house. It was built in the time I've owned the house. And he told me that it will make a difference with the water pressure. My neighbor, who lives next door to me in a single-family home that was living there until last year, they lived there for probably 20 years, was also telling me that the water pressure was very bad in that neighborhood. And they were just a couple, two men that lived together, and they were the only two in the house. They told me there was a problem with water pressure in their own home, right next door to my house. So there is obviously a problem with water pressure in the area. I'm not denying that fact, but I'm telling you it's not because of my discord or my maintenance of the property. It's all over, and. Like I said, there would only be an issue, if somebody flushed the toilet, it would happen in your own home yourself. If you went to use the bathroom, have a shower, and somebody flushed the toilet, there would be a difference in water pressure. But the main issue was when the toilet was running, that would obviously draw all the water because the toilet was running. And that was resolved months and months ago. So that's that part there. What is the rest on the next, discuss that, and what's next, please?
The next thing we're talking about is the refrigerator replacement.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with the refrigerator. This is the first that's been brought to my attention.
Well, there is a rule, sir, regarding sweep meters.
Okay.
If your tenants move in to the unit, to tell them I'm just looking for this on the application. Just a second. Oh, this is the other
sweep meter? I don't even know what it is, but...
You don't know what a sweep meter is?
I guess it measures the consumption of power of a fridge is what would be my first guess.
So you were to tell them, you were to provide them with the energy efficiency of the refrigerator and the date it was manufactured.
You know what? This is the first time it's been brought to my attention, this issue, okay? Because, like I said, they've been living there for 14 months, 15 months, and it's never been brought to my attention. This is actually the first time it was brought to my attention.
But you got a copy of this application, so you knew about that, right?
No. I mean, since the application, yes.
Yeah.
But before that, it was never brought to my attention. When they moved in, there was three people sharing the rent. Okay? Now one is gone, so I guess the rent is going to be a little bit harder on two from what it was three. Right? And I do believe that a lot of this issue is pursuant to that. But nonetheless,
are you able to provide them with the energy efficiency of the refrigerator and the date it was manufactured?
No, but they didn't. Well, like I said, no. But I can replace the fridge if they would like another fridge.
Okay.
There's not a problem with that. You know, if that's one of their issues, I will find another fridge.
Let's just move on then. I'm just watching the time, Mr. Serino.
Not a problem. I want you to bring up each issue because I didn't write anything down. They were talking on the phone.
Okay. We've got the... some various maintenance issues regarding the doors, the door frames, the windows.
Yeah. My brother's here in front of me, and we have the issues of the doors and door frames where he's worked. Can you give me the dates that you worked there? My brother's here. Okay. He worked there January 16th, 17th, and 21st.
Just this year?
Yeah, right now. Yeah, and what else?
After the application was filed.
The 23rd. Pardon me?
After the application was filed.
I'm talking of one after. Oh yeah, after the application was filed.
Okay, so January.
I mean, right now he's doing the repair. He was saying we couldn't do the repairs unless we knew what was asked. But the application was filed. We seen what they wanted. They wanted to be. So I sent my brother in to do these repairs.
All right. Oh, so your brother shouldn't be listening to this. Is he listening?
He's right here. He has the list in front of me. He's the one who goes in and does the repairs. He works with me.
Yeah. Listening to a private case management hearing, sir.
This isn't private. We're in business together. We're both partners in this business.
He's an owner of the unit?
We're both partial owners, yes.
Okay. Thanks for telling me then. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
January 16th, 17th, 21st, he worked on this The frames and the doors and the windows?
What did you do? Can you rhyme off to me what you did?
Yeah, I replaced two doors.
On the date.
January 16th, I replaced two doors.
On January 16th, he replaced two doors.
Yeah.
He also repaired two doors.
Okay.
What else? Next date.
On the next date, I repaired the main door.
What's the date?
January 17th.
On January 17th, he repaired the main door, the entrance door coming in.
Okay.
But he did the self-closure for the fire department. We had the fire department called us up.
Yeah.
And by the way, they did call the building department because the building department is property standards.
Yeah. And
property standards came down and gave us an order. You know, they want us to put locks on the windows. They're the old wooden windows, and they have the little latches that lock on top.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to put them in. We just purchased them.
Right? Okay.
I just got the order from them last week. So we're going through this order, right?
Yeah.
And I'm going to contact them because there's a few things I want to make sure that we're on the same page with. So
okay.
I'm working with them with that. But what was on that date? What date was it?
Repaired the doors.
Okay, repaired the two doors. On what date was that again? The 17th. Okay. And then what was done after that?
After that, I brought a stove in on the 21st.
He brought a stove in on the 21st.
Okay.
Their stove was working, by the way. She showed me a dark spot beside the door.
Yeah.
And said something about how this dark spot came to be. I don't know, but the stove was working. We replaced the stove anyways.
Okay.
They asked, and we did that. What is the next issue, please?
The next issue is repair the toilet today.
And today, as we speak, my brother went down to repair the toilet.
It wasn't functioning.
Probably. It was filling up with water, but it wasn't filling up correctly. You know, like it wasn't doing it correctly. It was doing the job, but it wasn't doing it. My brother...
It was giving you a false illusion.
It was what?
Giving you a false illusion, but sometimes it worked, sometimes it wouldn't.
Yeah, it was intermittent. Sometimes it would work, and sometimes it was sticking. So my brother replaced the whole inside unit to make it work properly. So there's a new unit inside the toilet.
What's your brother's first name?
Agostino. Agostino. We're partners in business. We've been in business for the last 40 years.
So they also allege, sir, that you had promised to replace their carpet.
The carpet was not brought to my attention, but when I talked to them when we were up there, if they wanted the carpet done, I told them I would replace it. But then when they asked me, apparently they said they asked me for my email address. They called me up one day and asked me for my email address.
Uh-huh.
And said he had my email address, but he was off by one digit. And I told him on the phone, I don't give my email address out to anybody. I don't. And then he hung up. Well, he didn't hang up the phone, but he got a little bit perturbed, a little bit upset. And so that's when he told me, I want 24-hour notice before you come in my unit. I said, he said to me, I don't want you calling me at this phone number. It's funny because I never call him at that phone number. He's the one who calls me.
Okay.
I return the call if he calls me.
Okay. What about the foyer light?
The foyer light was repaired immediately. That was the notice... The notice with the furnace came at the same time as the light, and the light was repaired before even the furnace was fixed.
Mm-hmm. And that soft spot on the kitchen floor.
The soft spot on the kitchen floor, right?
Yeah,
hasn't been done yet, but underneath it there's a piece of metal. The floor was repaired.
Yeah.
So it's not. Nobody's going to go through it because we put linoleum over top of it. And it does move because there's a piece of metal underneath there. So... But in this, I told the property standards came by, and I talked to them because we have to take everything out of the kitchen, and it's not an issue? No, okay, it's not an issue, my brother says.
Not on the work order.
It's not on the work order.
Work order? Okay.
Property standards.
And they're also alleging, sir, that some of the unit needs some paint.
They need paint. We'll bring it, we'll supply it. But they didn't ask for this. What I'm alleging here, is that their tenant that shared the rent.
No, I heard you. I understand that
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I truly believe that this has been brought upon because they're having more difficult time with the rent because the third party has left.
What they're up. They have the right to file an application
I agree. But for 14 months, life was bliss.
Mm-hmm.
After 14 months, all of a sudden, there's a carpet that needs work. They lived in the property last winter, which was colder than this winter.
It was cold. Well, although, but this, but you're saying that the furnace just wasn't efficient this year, and that's...
Well, I know, but it had dirty pilots, but the pilots would have been dirty also last year. I never noticed it, because no one, if somebody complains, I obviously send a technician down to fix the furnace.
Well, some landlords don't.
Well, nobody complained to me last year, and I had, like she said, I had tenants on both sides. I had four tenants last year.
If your tenants complain to your caretakers, who are three elderly people,
yes.
Are they always getting those complaints to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I go there every month and I collect the rents. They collect the rents and they shovel the snow and cut the grass. I confer with them every month. As a matter of fact, I'm there almost every week as I do repairs.
Okay. So, Mr. Serino, what I've got from you then is that you're willing to provide paint. You're willing to replace the carpet. You're willing to replace the fridge. And what's most of the other work, you feel that it's been looked after except for the water pressure, which
yes.
you say you're going to look into.
Yeah, this I talked to somebody at City Hall again because, you know, this, like I said, this knowledge was given to me years ago with some other tenant complaining about water pressure.
Yeah.
So the person from the City of Hamilton I talked to the water department mentioned the apartment building across the street. And I talked to my neighbors that lived there for, like, as long as I've lived there, probably. And I bought the place back in 1983. And they told me that, it's two gay men that live next door to me. They're a couple. And they've lived there for probably 20 years. And they just moved out last year, by the way, last year or the year before. But they told me that they were having problems with water pressure in their own house.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have tenants. It's just them two. And the water pressure was an issue. That's why I tended to believe the city when the city told me that because of the apartment building drawing so much water, right, that, you know, there would be an issue with water pressure in the area. This spring, I'm looking into putting in another water line.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a cost study. I have to see how much money I got to do this with. But I'm going to try and put another water, because it's to my benefit. I'm going to, you know, I'll have less complaints with water pressure. I've already talked to the city. They'll put up to a 1-inch water line, right? They said most people put in a 3/4, but I'm going to probably go with 1-inch because for the extra cost, I might as well go with the best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if there is a drop of water pressure, it would be less significant if I went with a larger pipe. So I'm looking into that. If I have the funds available this spring, I'm going to try and get that done.
Okay. And just sorry to interrupt you, but when the lady from the health department came about...
the lady, yes.
Did you talk about the water pressure at that time or no?
With her? She asked about the water pressure, and I told her it was a running toilet downstairs.
And she was satisfied?
Yes, I told her, I said people flush the toilet, but this was beyond flushing the toilet, because I went in there and gave my caretaker heck because, the toilet's running in your apartment. You're my caretaker.
Okay.
He said to me I couldn't hear it.
Okay.
They're in their 70s, and you know, their hearing isn't as good as it used to be, I guess. So that's when I called my brother in immediately that day.
Yeah.
And I told him, fix their toilet because the toilet's running. And it was fixed that day.
Okay.
I didn't wait for it to resolve or to cause a problem. They didn't complain to me that day. They complained to me now 2 months later, 3 months later after it was resolved, that the toilet was running.
So these letters that you received in mid-December were the first written complaints that you received?
Absolutely. The first complaints I got were December the 10th. The first one was the first complaint, and I was out of town working on a property in Dunnville when I got the complaint. And I called my caretaker from Dunnville and told them to provide them with heaters, right? Because he lives downstairs, and there would have been a problem with heat. He would have complained about the heat, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm getting at? So I told them to provide them with heaters for the time being till I get back. I got back the next day. I came back, and I went over there and checked. Me and my brother both went into the unit. We sat with them. We discussed all their problems, you know, what they wanted, what they didn't want, right? I said, not a problem. I said, mind you, the stuff that's outside, because it's cold weather, I'm going to try and defer that to the spring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easier to work outside off a ladder with windows and stuff like that in the spring. You know, I put in screens and stuff. And I've also talked to the people at City Hall and Property Standards about this issue. And they said that they would give me an extension into March, which is perfect because at least March is not as cold. You know, I couldn't predict that the weather was as warm as it is now. It's actually not bad. But I have to work off the ladder. I'm diabetic myself, and I try and be careful when I work off the ladder. just because, you know, the sugar problems. So, you know, my feet hurt because of the pain from the bottom of my feet, but I'm not using that as an excuse not to do work. I'm just trying to do the work when it's best for me, you know, to do it, because without suffering as much pain. Do you understand where I'm coming from? But I didn't say I'm not doing the work. I'm doing the work.
Thanks. I'd just like to move back over to the tennis, just in the view of the time. So, and there's still that offer for the compensation for the increased use of the hydro for those days.
I made that offer and they denied it. I mean, I will offer it again. I will offer just for the 2 months.
Yeah.
Their hydro bill is. The tenant next door, they took my word for it. I didn't write it on paper. I didn't write anything on paper. They wanted it written on paper. I said, I'm not writing it, because they were using one thing after another as a tool against me.
Okay, so let's see if we can...
First came the furnace work order with the light at the bottom of the stairs, the foyer. That was the first work order. Then when we completed that, the next work order came with the property standards. Then when I'm dealing with property standards, they called the fire department. The only issue that the fire department found... The only issue was a self-closure, and what's that? At her door. At her door, the self-closure wasn't closing 100% properly, had to be adjusted. My brother went down and worked on that issue today, and the other issue was the, what's it called, the fire plan, which is a piece of paper stapled to the wall. She says, it's been a long time, it should be updated. So we updated it. Now we're going to meet with the fire department on Wednesday. Made an appointment with them because this is done, so we'll meet with them to make sure that they're happy. She did. I talked on the phone. She goes, I'm not even going to write you up an order for this because there's not much there. Just it's an adjustment and replacing the door closure and adjusting it and redoing the fire safety plan. She's the one that told me this. The woman from the fire. I got her phone number and name here too.
You're in good shape. You feel that you're in good shape because the health department, the property standards, and the fire department, they've all been in there. They've all given you some comments. You've done the work.
Absolutely. And we've already spent probably, I'd say, 40 to 50 hours minimum in the last week, 2 weeks, each week on the property, working on something on the property. Because we don't let stuff lie.
Okay.
I've been in the business for 40 years. I know what the...
Okay, I just got to move you along.
Not a problem.
Thanks very much.
May I interject?
Tennis. Pardon?
May I interject? And I think you will...
Yeah, now's your turn to reply.
Okay.
Yep.
This will probably wrap up the whole phone call. And we're not willing to settle on the grounds that we have insurmountable proof that what Mr. Sierra has said is...
Not factual.
Is his version of reality. And when I say insurmountable proof, unless you cannot believe your own eyes and ears, nobody can deny it. So no, we would like to go forth with a hearing.
Okay, well, we're not right there yet, but...
That's where our position at this point.
We have agreement on some. He's willing to come across with the fridge and the rest. So I mean,
the fridge, yes, but...
You know, we can dispose of some.
I just want to... So he's offering you a fridge.
Fine.
He's offering a carpet replacement.
Fine.
He's offering
the paint.
Fine, but not in those dark colors. I cannot do.
Even offered to pay the difference on the hydro.
That
we want. If you're going to do that, we want in writing and also
and year round.
Yeah, and
well, you've got it right now recorded.
Year round.
Year round, because that
it's not
you.
Year round. It's only for this month when the
that's
when
no.
Heat's
all right.
No.
Sorry, Marie. If you could just. Hold on. It's not really a conversation. You can have your conversation outside of the hearing. What he's offering is, what he's alleging, what he's claiming, is that he got the complaint about the furnace and the lack of heat, that he made the repair to the furnace. He recognizes that there was a lack of heat for the two-month period and that you did have to use the space heaters. And that he's willing to compensate you for... The extra cost that you incurred over those 2 months.
Okay.
Again?
The issue, ma'am, is that this is a year-round problem, and without repairing or replacing...
It is not a year-round problem, no.
The electricity is.
Without repairing or replacing the windows, it's not a permanent solution. We'd have to have
those...
Is there
a lack of heat right now?
No, ma'am. But that's because the windows have been sealed with plastic, caulked shut so that they are unusable, and we have space heaters running in the apartment.
When it gets colder.
Yeah, that's not a permanent solution. And what Mr. Serino is doing, and which he did verbally last winter through his caretakers, is put it off so that he doesn't have to solve this problem.
Whoever's scraping, whatever you're
that's,
doing.
That's my asthmatic dog. I can't help that. I can try and remove him from the room, and that's all.
Why don't we take it in the other room here for
a minute? Well, I'll put him in the other room.
Okay.
Come on, Gino.
If you can give her a moment, she'll put the dog in another room.
We don't have to go through the whole thing again. Paul, my point, and what's got value to you, is that if the health department is saying that the heat is fine, then you're going to have a difficult time convincing an adjudicator that there's a lack of heat.
Ma'am, that won't be a problem. All we have to do is wait for the first cold night. When that health inspector came by on January 4th, it was warmer. And we had the windows sealed with plastic, and everything everything had been done at that point to keep the apartment as warm as possible. But with the radiant heat in this unit, you have to have functioning windows for ventilation. That's part of your heating system. And without those windows being repaired to the point where they're usable, we don't have that. It's going to be very, very warm in this apartment if the weather stays warm.
And even in the summer, we need to ventilate. Yeah. And if we have to keep them closed and caulked and in plastic, how is that feasible?
Yeah, we can't do that.
Now that they've spoken, can I interject, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The plastic was brought to them on their asking of it. The same day they asked for it, they received it the next day. Okay? The caulking was asked for by them. We brought them the caulking. He didn't even know how to use caulking properly, and he threw it in the garbage because he didn't know how to poke it. And my brother went down and resolved the problem into the caulking. The caulking is only temporarily. It's only temporarily until the windows are tightened with the locks and everything else has to be done. But the springtime. But
that was going to be March. You got it?
Yes. Yeah, I'm working with the property stands with that. But the thing is, he asked for the plastic. He asked for the caulking. Okay. It's almost like he's asking for everything and then using it against us, which I don't really like. Okay, and this is the reason we're having issues, I believe. But the only thing I ask is I would like the rent be held by the tribunal. If I'm doing all this work, I would really like to get paid for the work I'm doing and for the cost that I'm incurring myself in replacing the stove, cleaning the repair on the boiler, other work that's been done.
Have you not got your rent?
Absolutely
no.
Not.
May I interject? No. We tried paying it to the tribunal. We were denied.
Oh, Marie.
Mm-hmm. And we are withholding it, so we do not get...
A landlord, a tenant can't withhold rent. They can't take the law into their own hands and make their own rules. That's why there's the government, and that's why there's laws. So the tenants were denied the right to pay in. So a landlord, you have the right to exercise your rights under the law, which is to serve them with a notice for non-payment of rent and file an application to evict non-payment of rent.
Okay. I will serve with a notice of non-payment of rent.
May I answer why we did that?
I wasn't finished speaking, Marie. I'm sorry. Tenants in Ontario are not allowed not to withhold rent for maintenance issues. You asked the board, it was denied, so you have to pay your rent to the landlord.
Okay, can I now answer?
I would suggest you pay your rent.
All right, may I now answer? The reason why we have withheld this rent up till now, he would not sign a piece of paper about the difference in the hydro. He has already proven his word is not trustworthy. We cannot afford to get stuck with a hydro bill we cannot afford to pay. There is nothing covering us on that.
And that rent is currently being held in trust with a third party. It's there and it's available.
That's against the law. You have to pay your rent.
And what are we supposed to do if he sticks us with the hydro bill?
Right,
get
Marie,
our hydro
Marie,
cut off?
Marie.
Well, you've done what you're supposed to do, Marie. You've asked an adjudicator. You've asked supervisors and the fire department. You've done everything correct, except you can't withhold your rent. You know that.
Oh, yes, I do.
All right.
Yeah, so, well, so you might get a notice for non-payment of rent, which says you've got 14 days to pay it or move out.
We're prepared for that,
man. We're prepared for that, and we all know it doesn't take just 14 days.
Leave it. We're prepared for that.
The other issue is the rent's due again on the first of this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the notice says, John, it says that they've got to pay what they owe you and any rent that becomes due, so it captures that. All right, so what was the difference in the hydro?
We haven't got the bill yet. That's why we're holding it, because before this is over, we will get another hydro bill.
Yeah.
And that is the issue. This won't be resolved before we get another hydro bill. In the meantime, while this is being resolved, we can have our hydro cut off.
I don't think so.
I do, because we've already run into that issue in the summer because of the apartment above us overheating. It's already been an issue.
May I make a statement about that, please?
Yeah, we didn't cover that one. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, the apartment up above, I built that in 1983. Before that, it was an attic.
Yeah.
It's not heated. It never was heated. I insulated the attic. Maybe I got all the permits and I did everything according to the legalities. Okay. It's tight. It's warm in the wintertime when the heat's on. Now, the issue with the heaters I have up to, because we get really high winds, these heaters aren't working properly. And I bought a new one that's sitting up there brand new, and it will be put in by a gas technician later on this year when I have the money and time. But the point being, that had nothing to do with the heat. The house is from 1890. It has no barrier on, if anything, just insulating it and vaporizing the third floor would have helped the heat in the building even more.
So, Marie, when the health department came in and you talked about the heat, did you talk about that upstairs unit?
They say they don't handle the heat issues in the summer. They only handle the cold in the winter. And Mr. Serino just actually, in a way, not realizing it, validated my point.
Yeah.
That is insulated. Upstairs. There is no insulation in between my floor, or its floor, and my ceiling. The rest of the building is not insulated. It's a 110-year-old building. When that is sealed up tighter than a drum, and it is insulated, it holds heat and turns into an oven. And if there is no insulation in between its floor and my ceiling, what is it doing to my apartment? It is overheating my apartment, because the heat has to go somewhere. And if it is insulated, it is holding the heat.
Yeah.
But what the law talks about is the landlord complying with the building code and the fire code. So you've got to tell us what is it that's wrong up there. Where is the non-compliance?
Okay. All right. Mr. Serino's inactions are interfering with our reasonable enjoyment of our rental unit. That unit became hot enough to set off the fire alarms. And the insulation he's talking about is part of the problem. The windows were left uncovered, and the unit was left sealed.
Both I don't know that they have to cover heat.
Okay, windows. but the thing is,
I know exactly what you're talking about. My house is 100 years old too.
Okay.
And I think, oh my God, what did those people do 100 years ago when they didn't have air conditioning? Because it's the same house, and it's the same window, and it's the same sun.
Okay. Like, now seal.
I hear your. I'm wondering if we have to go through the whole hearing on all these issues, or if some of them have been resolved. Tenants, tell me what you think. Are there some of these things that can be removed from your application because they've been resolved, or do we need to go through this whole thing again?
Okay, the repairs that have been done, fine.
Okay, hold on. The stove, yeah, that's been resolved. And the stove that he removed was not working. All right, it worked as a hot plate, and that was it. All right, so the stove has been resolved. The replacement of the bedroom doors, two of those have been replaced. One has been repaired to an acceptable standard. Fine. We're okay on the bedroom doors. What else has been finished? The front door closure isn't really finished. I'm not sure that
I
can still see light and all the rest.
The front door to the apartment, and like I said, I will bring in insurmountable evidence to how it goes.
The foyer light has been resolved. And
the foyer light.
And again, for the record, Mr. Serino's timetable was inaccurate on that.
Okay, thank you. They're offering a refrigerator.
Okay, again, as long as it's it meets the requirements, I believe manufactured after December 31st, 2002, when he gives us some kind of information, sure. Or even a decent fridge instead of the power pig he stuck us with. Again, as long as there's a timetable.
No,
sure.
Excuse me.
So go ahead.
Which room is it that you're offering the carpeting for?
The carpet is in when you walk in the front door, you turn to your left, the first bedroom you hit. From the walk into their living room when you walk in the front door. And you turn to the left, and to your right-hand side, there's a bedroom there. And they did point out the rug. Me and my brother went up there. They pointed out the rug to us. And I told them, I said, get up, get a rug put in. That's not an issue.
All right.
But this that came up after the furnace problem and the light in the foyer downstairs. They call property standards, which is not on our sheet on property standards, and they've seemed to manage with that rug for 14 months, but I'll replace it anyways because I haven't got a problem with that.
Okay.
Excuse me, as for the carpeting, it's all three carpetings. The one in the other bedroom has stunk since the day I moved in. The other two are stained. I have tried scrubbing them up myself. Short of going out and getting a professional steam cleaner or shampooer, and why should we go to the expense to try and make his carpets look better?
It's actually all the carpeting.
All three carpetings.
In the unit needs replacing. And Mr. Serino was aware of this before we moved in and had promised to replace them.
That's not true. But
okay.
Nonetheless, the one carpet I did offer, why would I offer one and not the other ones? Because the other ones were brought to my attention. But they're trying right now to bring that to
again, we have proof to prove otherwise.
Me. Don't interrupt. I can't hear. If I'm trying to hear what his offer is to you. Are you going to do all three rooms?
No. I did offer them the one rug. They pointed out the one rug to me when I went up to it with my brother. He's my witness with me. And we offered. I even
can't take the carpeting off the list then? So you,
the one part, yes.
Well, I'm just taking it off. If they want the other three, then that's something that has to be decided at the hearing then. So you're going to talk. So what's been resolved is the stove, the bedroom doors, the foyer light, and
My brother informed me the self closure was put on today. The other day.
All right. Okay, I'm just going to look up a hearing date then.
Okay.
May I make a request as to the hearing dates, because I have a 10-day time frame that I am not available.
Okay, what's that 10-day time period?
The 9th to the 19th. February.
Dennis, how long is it going to take you to tell your side of this matter?
It was 90 minutes?
Longer
probably
than that.
Not.
It's the evidence that we plan on presenting.
Are you bringing witnesses?
No physical evidence.
We may bring the other tenants.
Oh, we might bring a witness or two, too.
Okay, we could do March the 7th.
Okay.
Okay.
And present your evidence.
Can I make a suggestion?
I'm not done yet. Just help you get organized to present your evidence in an efficient manner, because you just can't
sympathize with them losing the third party with the rent.
Yeah.
Let it go.
But now there are two, not three, and they're living in a three-bedroom. I did say to them that if they, you know, didn't like it where they are, you know, they could move because I have them on a lease, or I have the lease in front of me.
Yeah.
Okay. And I was willing to open that up just, you know, to help them out.
Not
because I want to kick them out. She took it the wrong way when I said that. She says, "Oh, you're telling me that I have to move?" No. I'm trying to help you. If there's only 2 years, you would
let
need two
go.
Bedrooms. You've
obviously
got a
12-bedroom
unit.
Let it go.
An idea of the resolving it, that's right. I am going to, which months of rent have not been paid, Mr. Serino?
Which months of rent? This
January.
January, and February is coming up. So.
Okay, so just January right now.
Yes.
Not paid. Okay, so March 7th, Marie, was that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine.
The afternoon, and Mr. John, is that okay with you?
The only problem with March 7th is by the time all this goes through, I'll be into an extra month of non-payment rent.
Yeah, there's no, I can't help, that's our first available date.
That's what, according to what per address is, for the 9th to the 19th.
Yeah, there are no dates available then anyways, Mr. Serino.
Okay, if that's the case, then we'll have to do March 7th.
Okay, thanks very much.
Can I look it up on my calendar for 1 second?
Yeah.
Before I submit to that. I just want to see what the day is.
That's at 1. That's at 1:30, right?
That's right, Marie.
It's a Tuesday, March 7th. Yeah, you know what? That'll work out.
Yeah. So, and what I'm going to say, I issue an interim order now, and I'm just going to say that we removed a few of items from your list of concerns. I'm going to say that I told you that you need to get legal advice prior to the hearing. You can contact the Hamilton Legal Clinic and ask for some advice. Duty counsel does come on hearing dates. Excuse me, I wasn't done. Duty counsel does come to talk to tenants on hearing dates to give evidence or information, quick evidence information prior to the hearing. With the amount of issues, you need to sit down and talk to somebody for a period of time, and you can't expect the board to schedule a hearing at 1:30. And then you go and talk to duty counsel and stand in line and talk to them for an hour and then come back and get your hearing at 3:30. You're not going to get your hearing that day, and it'll be a total waste of time. So I'm really want to stress the importance of you, if you want legal advice, to get it before the hearing, please. The other thing is that I'm going to order disclosure of information prior to the hearing. So that means that if you've got any documents that you're relying on tenants to prove your case, you must exchange them with the landlord, and I'll set a date probably 2 weeks before the hearing for you,
okay,
so that he's prepared and he's ready. And also, landlord, any documents or texts, emails, photographs that you're going to be relying on to prove your case, you're going to have to give those back to the tenants about a week prior to the hearing so that they've had a chance to review them and they're prepared as well. That's another goal of this case management hearing, is to make sure that the time I set aside for you on March 7th in front of an adjudicator is not wasted, and that this hearing will go ahead. Okay?
May I make an inquiry?
Yes, Marie.
As for full disclosure, is that including videos too?
Yeah, you have to give them to it on a stick.
Okay. That's what we wanted to know. We did not know if that included video.
Yep, Marie, if you're bringing videos
mm-hmm.
to the landlord and tenant board, you'll have to bring something to play it on.
Okay.
You'll have to provide us with a copy of that stick so that we can put it in the file.
Oh.
Okay, in what format do you need that?
I don't know.
Would a DVD do?
Pardon?
Would a DVD do?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
But again, you have to bring something to play it on. We don't.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay?
That's fine.
What duty counsel is going to tell you is, so if you're going to bring us a picture of water leaking or lack of pressure, we can see you agree there's a lack of pressure. But what we want to know is that lack of pressure constitutes a breach of a maintenance standard.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Okay. So do you have any other questions?
No. Nope.
Not a problem.
Good.
This documentation I have to provide to Marie and Paul,
uh-huh.
a up to a week before, so that would be by March, before March the 1st?
Yeah, I'm going to set out a date in the order, and okay. What it says is that if you don't disclose it before the hearing mm-hmm. to them, that you may not be allowed to do that at the hearing. An adjudicator might say, nope, you were given a chance to exchange documents, and you chose not to, so therefore you're not allowed to. Okay?
Okay. Not a problem. Thank you.
All right, anything else?
One quick question. Is it possible for evidence in the hearing to be taken under oath?
We're all under oath. And under oath.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you very much, then. I'll get you this in the mail this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.